Welcome to episode 5 of Chef's Dream, the podcast which goes behind the scenes at SCAFA, the School of Culinary and Finishing Arts in Dubai. If you've only just found this podcast, you may want to go back to episode 1 and start your culinary journey with us at the beginning. My name's Ray Addison. I'm a graduate of the school's professional kitchen and professional finishing courses. This season, my aim is to reveal what life is really like for students at the largest vocational culinary institute in the Middle East and South Asia. Coming up, we meet Marwa, who recently decided that university was not the right fit for her.
At first, I thought I would just kill time because I dropped out of university, but I've always enjoyed cooking. At the back of my head, I've been envisioning myself in a kitchen.
SCAFA graduate Michael D'Souza explains why he's dreaming of a career in sandwiches.
Why do you think a sandwich is something to do with bread? If you think harder, you can actually change the concept on how people think about food.
And we sit down with culinary director Chef Francisco Araya to find out about SCAFA's pro finishing course, including the importance of standardization.
I hate seeing a recipe that says a pinch. You have small hands, a pinch will be different than big hands. How do I leave cooking to the size of your hands?
Chef's Dream follows students signed up to the 13-week professional kitchen course. Every week on the course, there's a different focus. Now that the students are on week 5, what will they be learning? Let's find out from Chef Francisco.
In this week, we'll only cook birds. Yep. We'll cook chicken, we'll cook turkey, we'll cook duck, we will cook quail. So we're going from a very small bird that is quail. Yep. It's a bird that walks a lot and flies very less. It only flies in the case of emergency. Yep. We will move after to a chicken. That's going to be the normal chicken that all of us eat. Then we're going to go to a duck. That's going to be a bigger animal. And the duck is a bird that flies a lot. So it has a completely different texture and way of cooking. And then we go to the biggest one. That's going to be a turkey. And the student will learn how to stuff all of them, how to truss all of them, how to debone all of them. So you get a good understanding of all the anatomy of a bird. And you'll also get an understanding of how do you need to change the cooking process as per the exercise, the type of exercise that bird makes.
The assessment?
The assessment, the student will have to debone. Usually we do it with chicken because it's going to be what they're going to be using more in the industry. So they're going to have to debone and they'll have to stuff, prepare a stuffing, and they'll have to truss. So usually it's a chicken leg stuffed and they need to truss it and roast it and serve it.
And Chef Francisco will be back in a few minutes to tell us about SCAFA's Pro Finishing course, accredited by City and Guilds. Every student at SCAFA has their own unique set of circumstances and reasons for joining the academy. Today we're going to hear from Marwa, who recently decided that university was not the right fit for her.
So my name is Marwa. I turned 19 yesterday. And I came to SCAFA really... At first I thought I would just kill time because I dropped out of university. But I've always enjoyed cooking. And I'm really big on food. I love eating so much. I love eating. I just decided to take it on a professional level. Maybe that could take me somewhere because I'm very unsure with my life right now.
Is there anything kind of like at the back of your mind, like a vision of what it could develop into in terms of a career?
At first, no. But then I started thinking maybe this kind of environment is a place that I really want to be in, maybe professionally, and I could do this for a job. I would love to. I see myself in hotels mostly for some reason. But at the back of my head, I've been envisioning myself in a kitchen, working around other chefs. So yeah.
Why did you pick SCAFA to come and do your training at instead of one of the other academies?
I love the environment. I love that it's both, it's a restaurant, at the same time it's a school, everyone's all in together. There isn't much like, yes, people are on levels, but it's not that highlighted. Like you don't feel like you don't know anything and no one's really like the best. We're just all together. Yeah.
Do you cook a lot at home? If I said, make me your signature dish, would you have something that you could whip up? What would it be?
Yeah, it's a sweet potato based pizza. So instead of a dough, my family liked it. I tried it once. Instead of using dough, I used sweet potato as the base. And I use all the toppings you would imagine, whatever you like, on a pizza with camembert cheese instead of mozzarella.
Wow, sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's really good. Although I make it, but it's good.
Just give me an overview of like what you've been learning and what kind of sticks in your mind. What are the highlights?
First of all, it was brilliant. I did not expect it to be this good. We started off with the basics. You know, at first you have this, you feel kind of confident for no reason, but then the moment you see things, you're like, no, I shouldn't be this confident. It was nice. I learned many of the basic skills that you thought, that I thought I have, but then you realize you really have to build on it. I'm an ISFJ, and I really like practical things. I like to work with my hands. I've always wanted to be in an education system or an environment where I can work practically. So I'm quite excited, although nervous, but more excited than nervous.
Making a career change is not always easy, especially if it requires taking time out to learn a new skill or gain a qualification. That's what happened to Michael D'Souza, who spent over 20 years working as cabin crew for a major airline.
My name's Michael D'Souza, from India, and I will be 38 years old next week. I was a purser, which is number 3 in the aircraft, complete in charge of the cabin. So I used to deal with looking after anywhere between 350 to 650 passengers, as well as looking after a team of 16 to 27 crew members and just coordinating everything so the business runs smoothly.
In 2014, Michael decided to retrain as a chef. However, he couldn't get enough time off work. He put the dream to one side, but then COVID came along and he was made redundant. And finally, he had the chance he was looking for. Initially, he considered signing up with another academy, but then a tour of Scaffa made him change his mind.
My first impressions of the place, when I walked around, it was a small team, you know, and for me, this is really important. When you see a small team around, that you know that it is going to be a one-on-one. Yeah, you will have more personalized interaction with the chef training you, as well as you're not lost in the crowd. The other thing was how Scaffa runs their curriculum. It is both theory and practical at the same time. You do both simultaneously. So that's where it was a no-brainer. And I said, hey, you know what? Scaffa it is.
Despite loving his training, it wasn't always plain sailing, as Michael explains.
I still remember the first day with knife skills, because when we were doing the julienne of the carrots, my hand was actually trembling. And I was like, I know how to do this, but why is my hand trembling? But as the days went by, it got a bit more comfortable. And like I said, it was a close-knit community. And you kind of build this camaraderie and a family going around over there. And you get comfortable in your own cooking, which in turn produces better food. First assessment on knife skills. Guess what I cut myself with? The peeler. The potato peeler. I peeled my finger off. And I was like, I would take a knife cut than a peeler. It looks more manly, you know, more chefy than to say, like, I cut myself with the finger rather than saying I cut myself with the peeler.
Just 2 months into the course, Michael was snapped up by a hotel in Dubai.
In the third month, I had already got a job as an apprentice with ME Dubai. So I used to come to Scaffa in the morning and go and work in the evening. Let's put it this way, the entire month of December and half of Jan, I used to get only 3 hours of sleep. There was a rotation happening over there. I worked in a restaurant called Deseo, which is Latin American. And then I was moved to a gin bar called Botanica, then moved on to Central, which was all-day dining.
When ME Dubai closed down for refurbishment, Michael decided to look for a new job and found quite a surprising opportunity.
I actually joined a gym. It's called Seven Gym, and the gym has a cafe in it called Seven Cafe. And we are a part of a pre-opening team. So this past 1 month, we have been setting up the kitchen, opening up the kitchen, buying equipment, designing the menus, and still on the, what do you say, experimental stage. It is just 3 chefs right now. So one does the morning, one does the mid, and one does the closing. So I'm basically in charge by myself from 5:30 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon.
Wow, that's really cool.
So, well, when you have to do around 40 covers by yourself, it's really cool. And then plus, we have to come up with a couple of dishes still to go on to the next stage, because every 2 weeks we have decided to change the menu so the clients don't get bored of the same thing.
So it's clear that Michael is very busy and has a lot of responsibility. But what's a normal day like for him?
So a normal day for me is basically breakfast. And you know, people in the gym love their eggs, love high protein diets. So for me, it is just food prep the entire day. And as well as after talking to the clients, because that's a part of my job role, is to go out in the restaurant and get feedback, is to come back in the kitchen and develop another dish which I would think the client would like.
Michael's career has progressed very fast. To what does he credit his success so far?
The things that I'm doing now, I completely, I would say, is thanks to Scaffa and to Chef JKP. Because if I did not get the basics from Scaffa, I would not have been able to work properly under Chef JKP. And because of the training I got in Scaffa, I was able to rotate in 4 kitchens in a short period of time. That has helped me a lot. Like, for example, if somebody wakes me up and says, hey, listen, we need pastry done, I'm ready to do pastry. One, because we have that 3 week or 4 weeks, I think, is for pastry in the pro kitchen. Like, even though we learn basic of butchery, you know the concepts. You know the how to break down chicken, basically. And you use that and you build on to restaurant after restaurant and service after service.
Right now, Michael says his plan is to learn as much as he can from as many talented chefs as he can. Then he wants to open a food truck. So, Michael, what's the concept?
It's basically sandwiches. In all these years that I have worked in the airlines, I was blessed to travel to eat. So there are so many things that I've eaten which you can make into a sandwich. Yeah, you may think of it, oh, it's a sandwich, it's just something in between bread. But why do you think a sandwich is something to do with bread? It can do without bread. If you think harder, you can actually change the concept of the client, change the concept on how people think about food. And this is what I want to do with a food truck and changing the concept on how a sandwich is perceived by people.
Scaffa offers a professional finishing course. It's a level 3 higher diploma accredited by City and Guilds. Many students who complete the Pro Kitchen and Pro Pastry courses go on to take the finishing class. Culinary Director Chef Francisco Araya explains what they learn.
To make it simple, in the foundation course, you learn how to ride the bike. On the finishing course, you learn how to jump, how to land, how to, you know, take nicer turns and so on. So it's going to have different sides. From a cooking perspective, we'll go deeper into the cooking. Yep, we'll go deeper. Instead of following an instruction, you know, trying to discover your own ways with a bit of guidance. Also, there's going to be theory classes and, you know, demonstrations and all those kind of things. But it's making your food more personal, you following what you like and so on. At the beginning, there's going to be a lot of guidance on the plating. You know, do it like this, do it like that, do it like that. But the teacher in the middle will have, you know, pushing back for the student to start finding his way of plating. You know, there's a lot of copycats in this industry. Lots of copycats. Lots and lots of copycats. Some copycats are successful. But to be successful in this industry, you have to be different. Being the same, that's not worth it. If you're replicable, it doesn't make a difference. So we help students getting in there from a cooking perspective, from a plating perspective, having a very technical side and understanding what they're doing. You know, I'm pan-searing this meat because of this. I'm boiling this because of this. And we do a lot of trial and error. That's very different than the foundation. The foundation, you're taught, you know, how to follow a rule. This, we're going to do this and this and this, and you're going to put it in the oven, and this is going to be the result. So the finishing sort of opens a bit the view of the student.
Whilst creativity and individualism are very important, once you've created something original, you need to standardize it. That enables other chefs to follow your recipe exactly.
This is an essential component of any professional kitchen.
We try to the student to understand what standardization means, how to be consistent. Being consistent is very, very difficult. I'm sure that if you make a list of how many fast food venues want to be McDonald's, how many tried doing it and how many did it, there's not many, right? So consistency in this industry is very, very relevant. And usually it's from a chef perspective, it's not valued enough. It's like, my food is always good, right? But consistency will only come from numbers. I hate seeing a recipe that says a pinch. You know, you have small hands, a pinch will be different than big hands. Plain and simple. So how do I leave cooking to the size of your hands? It's not never going to be consistent. You have 2 pinches, 3 pinches. It doesn't work. Just put it in grams, put it in whatever unit of measure. So we work on the structure and the consistency. We make it very close to numbers because at the end of the day, this is a business. So as you make a recipe, that will allow you to be consistent, but it also it will allow you to know your cost. And if you know your cost, you can safely, and this is the word, safely determine your selling price. If you don't know your cost, you're just guessing. When you guess, business fails.
Alongside the pro kitchen and pro pastry students, professional chefs and restaurateurs also sign up for the level 3.
Many times you're going to get people who already have businesses, and they're trying to understand their business. I've had students who had a couple of restaurants, and they came to do the program to understand their kitchens. And when that happened, they went and redesigned their kitchens and they understood, where they're failing, way where they're making the amount of money they were expecting and so on. We have people who want to be open restaurants, who want to be an entrepreneur in the future and so on. We have students who understand that this will make the difference in their career development because, you'll start as a commis. You'll reach, a sous chef position in 3-4 years. But when you get to a sous chef position, nobody will give you 3 months to go to school to learn this stuff. So they understand that they have to do it now. We make it practical so they can... It gets imprinted. And second, they take it home, all their SOPs and the processes, so they can revisit it and they can change it.
So could taking the professional finishing course at SCAFA help to accelerate your career?
Yes, it will, but you won't see it in the first year. But it's a thing that it will pop up on the second, third year. When you get a promotion, let's say you go from a commis to a demi-chef. And a demi-chef has to do roster, has to do ordering. And if there's a restaurant and they have, or a hotel, and they have 10 demi-chefs, and 9 of them come with an ordering written with a pencil, and one of them, comes with his order in an Excel printed or not even printed, just forwarded, the guy in charge will see it. Say, guys, 9 of you, give it like this, right? And that's where you're going to see that sort of big impulse to your career. When you're able to show your practical skills, your chopping, your cooking, your da-da-da, plus this management things. You get to leadership positions, real leadership positions, very soon in the kitchen. The certification is one thing, but what you're going to get is it's very relevant. You're going to get to a leadership position where you're going to have, even if it's 3 guys, in charge, you're going to have to make them work. So that's where it's going to pop up.
Now, regular listeners will remember Hafsa. She's the bubbly student with Michelin-starred dreams. Let's catch up with her once again and see how she's getting on.
So the first month has been a real roller coaster for me emotionally because, as I've said prior, that this has been like a dream and stuff like that. So just being here every day gives me this almost, how'd you say, a high? ecstasy kind of feeling. So it makes me really, really happy. I cannot even describe how happy it makes me.
Hafsa's cooking was already pretty advanced before she joined SCAFA. So has she been learning much during Poultry Week?
I have actually, because I got to work with quail and turkey and duck. So almost 2 game animals, which is like the quail and the duck. And their meats and the fragrance of the meats and their textures. I mean, how you treat them completely different from like chicken. Chicken and turkey have more similarities than duck and quail, They're also kind of similar. So we learned how to, work with them, get them to the right temperature, texture, consistency. And For me, working with turkey was the first time. So I had never worked with turkey before this. And I didn't even know what the size of a turkey would be. And so the one that was about 4 or 5 kilos, chef said that was a baby. And I was like, if that's a baby, what the hell's the mother?
So what is one of the most important skills Hafsa has learned when dealing with poultry?
When you're deboning the leg of a chicken, you have to be super, super careful because that meat is so tender, it can literally break if you pull it in the wrong direction, and then your entire cut can go wrong. So, you know, we, instead of using the sharp end of the knife, use the back of the knife and, you know, kind of scrape it gently instead of like tug, tug, tug. So I think that's one of the things I picked up.
Next time on Chef's Dream, Regina from the Philippines reveals how a chef's qualification could help with her retirement plans.
I'm planning to have a restaurant business when I retire early because I've been away for like 10 years now. So I just want to go home.
Chef Francisco explains how SCAFA helps to find professional internships for students.
We placed a couple of students in Noma. That was the best restaurant in the world. 2-star, 3-star. Copenhagen.
And graduate Kevin Joy gives us a tour of the kitchens at Three Phils in Dubai.
I would say I didn't have any idea of how complex and how intricate this world would have been without going to SCAFA. I think it gave me a really good grounding.
If you're enjoying this series, you'll be pleased to hear that there are another 8 episodes on the way, so please hit subscribe and give us a 5-star review wherever you're tuning in. If you'd like to find out more about SCAFA, you can check out the website, scafa.ae. SCAFA is spelt S-C-A-F-A. Or follow them on Instagram at scafa.dubai. SCAFA also has a culinary school in Lahore in Pakistan. You can find them at scafa.pk or follow them on Instagram at scafa.lahore. If you'd like to follow me, I'm at Ray's Menu. Until next time, happy cooking.